So thank you, congregation, for allowing us to take over your worship service today. It's generous of you, and Rajiv, I want to thank you especially for all of the help that you've provided. This YF group from Good Sam Church in the early 70s has been holding reunions every 5 years, and this is our 50th year celebrating the start of that YF group. Today we celebrate 50 years of a group that touched the hearts and the minds of hundreds and hundreds of people. But I want to acknowledge today that it was a unique space-time continuum that happened at that, you know, those years. First of all, Lockheed came in, HP and a bunch of other companies started. They created tons of new jobs, and all these orchards were replaced with houses, which created a housing boom back then in the 50s. And, of course, it was post-war, and that housing boom led to procreation. And it was unique, as a lot of schools were built, and as much as 15 years later, a lot of them torn down again. Without digital phones, without the internet, without gaming systems, kids needed something to do. Good Sam responded by hiring Ernie Bringus. Now, Good Sam was an Evangelical United Brethren church just a few years earlier that merged with the Methodists at that time. And its first long-term pastor, Reverend Roy Dunn, was Evangelical. He knew that hearts needed to find peace as much as minds needed to be developed to share peace. And he was a wild man when it came to creativity and worship. In fact, he encouraged guitars to play in church in the 60s. This is before most churches did that sort of thing. And he kept surprises coming. You'd come to church and suddenly you were facing a different direction. But mostly, he told jokes. Bad ones, often. He made humor such a big part of sermons every Sunday morning that a United Methodist leader from the General Conferences in Nashville, upon attending worship here, quipped a line that Roy Dunn leapt upon. The quote he printed in his experience of being at Good Sam was, "The holiness of hilarity and the hilarity of holiness." This is all to say that it was a special time that can't be imitated, it can't be repeated. This is a time now when 80 YFers came back to Good Sam. They returned. My question to you is, what did they find here during their high school years that was so compelling? What was it that made such an impression upon them that they want to return to this church every 5 years now? And another question I'd like you to ponder. How did God, YF, and Good Sam change their lives? Today, we will hear from five witnesses to the power of that unique time, the Youth Fellowship Group, and how it changed them.
When I first attended Good Sam, it was when I was 14 years old as a middle schooler, and I was much too shy to talk to anybody else at worship, much less go to a YF meeting with all those high schoolers. But one of my most vivid and spiritual memories was when I attended a church camp, Camp Celebration. And yes, it's true. That's absolutely true. It was a scream. I remember that first night at camp. The preacher talked about the eyes of Jesus, and he made it sound like these eyes were sort of magical. He described Jesus as seeing Peter, for example, as not only a man who would deny him three times, but a man upon whom he would build his church. And he saw that all of us were in that way capable of being loved. So I was very inspired that night, and off by myself under a tree, I remember praying to Jesus, saying, "Jesus, if you're out there, if you can hear me, send me a sign. Let me feel something." And I felt nothing. Just standing there. It's like, what happened? It didn't work. And I was really disappointed, honestly. But it didn't end there. The second night, the preacher talked about confessing, making a confession, recounting our sin, and asking for forgiveness. So I said, okay, well, I've gone this far. I'll go one more step. And I went off by myself again, and I prayed to Jesus, and I said, I've made some mistakes, and I talked about those mistakes with Jesus. And then I said, Jesus, if you would forgive me, I would be grateful. And I felt an energy roll through my body. It was like anything I had ever felt before. And I cried tears of joy. And then Jesus did something truly miraculous. He helped me with his eyesight to see people without judgment and with love and appreciation. And for the rest of that week, I think I was a better listener, and I was able to see people as capable of being loved by God. I wish I could say that my eyesight was permanently restored, but that was not the case. And there were times where I could see people with God's grace, and there were other times where my ego got in the way. And as eventually would have it, I continued to go to YF and eventually was elected president of Tuesday Night YF. And I was, you know, a Good Sam singer, and I went to paper drives. And I even did my witness for worship, and that was very scary, but I was able to get through it. And I've had my trials over the years. I was diagnosed with lymphoma, and I was given a prognosis of 5 years. That was 6 years ago. So God is making a miracle. I'm trading my sorrows and I'm trading my sickness for the joy of the Lord. Amen. Yep, absolutely. Thank you, God. Through it all, I've really discovered that life is a gift. And I'm grateful to all the, especially the adults at that time when I was a youth, that supported the youth program and Ernie and all of us. I'm also very appreciative of the YFers here today and those that I were not able to attend for helping me to inspire me to start a relationship with Jesus that continues to this day as a member of Good Sam. I praise God because when I can see Jesus, when I can see people with Jesus' eyesight, that is when I can see and feel love.
Good morning, I'm Sherry. I attended Good Sam YF from 1974 to 1976. I joined the fellowship when my brother Dave found Good Sam soon after we moved to our new home in Cupertino. I was anxious and overwhelmed with all the change occurring in our family's transition to California and with my entering a new and comparatively huge school at the beginning of my sophomore year. High school was a torturous time for me. I was harassed by a group of students on a near daily basis, called names, belittled, bumped and pushed, had my locker broken into with sentimental things stolen. I came to believe their words and felt deserving of their taunts and actions. I walked the campus with chin to chest, and my breath held, wanting to be invisible and feeling all too vulnerable. I walked home with a heavy heart. Most days, I was broken. Good Sam was initially a place where I could just be present with less fear and trepidation. Church services were a time of reflection and religious exploration. It was a place where I could sit among a group of kids watching and listening and ultimately sharing music and laughter and lessons. Good Sam Singers became an outlet for the melodies and refrains of my heart. Over time, I sensed my peers offering acceptance, and I began to feel safe. I timidly reached out to a few individuals who graciously reached back. I began to find and share my voice and felt heard. My heavily veiled spirit tentatively bared itself, and despite prevailing self-consciousness and fear and self-recrimination, I began to relax and became open to the joy and hope and wonder with which I was surrounded in this place. I knew that was going to happen. Okay, we'll get it later. I began to find myself. In that dark time, I began to see rays of hope. YF became my haven. Together we worshiped, we sang, we shared, we laughed, we cried, we danced, we played, we learned, and we loved. In time, with the help of youth leadership and peers, I found my place, my people, my spirituality, and the beginning of my purpose. I began to heal. The impact of YF in my life is immeasurable. I'm grateful to my brother, who led me to this place, to those who were called to lead us in those times, and who remain important figures in my life, to my fellow YFers, those here and not, and to my friends who have been with me and believed in me for 45 years. I love my brother. I love this community, my Pats, my girlies, and my Dolly. I still carry a bit of that wounded girl in me. You can hear her now. She reminds me of who I was and how far I've come. I'm blessed and I am joyful.
I'm just going to stay right here. Morning, my name is Joanne Avery Nish, and it all began when I was a junior in high school. I was a very shy girl. Truly, I was very shy. I could play piano and sing and perform, but talking to people and being in groups of people, not my thing. But I always had my one best friend, Kathy Miller, who's Kathleen Cricket Winsong, my best friend. So life was good. I had a best friend. I had somebody to hug, laugh with, and just be with. And that was just the way life was going to be. Well, one day my piano teacher called, and she said there was an organist position open in Morgan Hill. I live in Santa Clara, Morgan Hill's like, whatever. But they were going to be paying me $5 a week. Every Sunday I could get paid to play organ. I became a professional when I was a junior in high school. So I went down there for $5 a Sunday. Now, I didn't play organ. And I got there, and I'm going, what's that stuff on the floor? There's this, like, giant keyboard for, oh, my feet have to do that? Okay, it was a scary deal for me. I mean, I had some moments of, like, total terror at that church. Then, when I was a senior, my piano teacher called again. She said, there's this church in Cupertino. They've started a second service, and the organist there does not want to play for both services. So if you're open to it, they'll pay you $10 a week. Whoa, let's not even think about this. It's $10 a week down the street, and the organ was little. Life was good. But I still didn't talk to many people. I'd show up, and I knew I could play hymns. I'd play it in some other churches and stuff, and I was a good sight reader, so all's good. So there I was. And then one day, I was just practicing. This is when the church was over in that fellowship hall over there. The organ was right up in the corner on the left front. And I'm just sitting there minding my own business, practicing, and then these two figures start walking to me. Oh, my gosh, I am trapped. There was no way out. There was no door on that side. And so I'm sitting there, and it's Roy Dunn and Ernie Bringus. You know, I don't know, but for a shy person, and I was that person who would show up, play for the service, and leave. So I didn't get to know anybody. And then they're walking towards me. I am trapped. I'm a goner. But, you know, they just came over, and they just wanted to say hi. Ernie had just gotten there, and they invited me to youth fellowship. And what would that be? And the youth group, and I, again, I'm trapped in a corner. So what am I going to say? And I had nothing I was doing on Sunday night. Sure, I'll go. The answer was yes. What did I just say? So I showed up at YF the next Sunday, and, you know, we all have our stories, but it's a blur. It was more than 5 minutes ago. I don't remember everything. But it ballooned. I invited my friend, Gabby. She invited her sister, Susie. And they invited two friends. And they, you remember the commercial? And they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends. And it just happened. It just exploded. And I tell you the little story because that shy girl sitting in the corner playing organ is still inside me. Like Sherry said, there's something that's our DNA. But it's vivid in my mind. But because Ernie and Roy took the time to come over and personally invite me to YF, my life was forever changed from that moment on, because I found a place to belong, I found a place to be included and encouraged, and that's what Good Sam and YF has meant to me. Saint Teresa, formerly Mother Teresa of Calcutta, said, if we have no peace, it's because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. We all have stories of times when we weren't included, when we didn't feel like we belonged, and we didn't have a community. But when we find a community and we know we belong in our hearts, there's a foundation and there's a place to land and be safe. We really do belong to each other. I found a foundation of peace because I found that I belonged here at Good Sam. So I decided a while ago that I'm not getting older, I just have stories. I have more stories. Feel free to use that. It's what I think really has happened. It's been a journey. If these walls could speak, they would tell stories of joy, of laughter, of crying, of change, of pain, of a community that was so well grounded in faith that those stories of faith go on and on and on. My faith and my life and my journey is at peace because I started here. I have a very deep joy inside of me. I'm here before you this morning, sitting as a person who was shy, and that will always be a part of me. But I was surrounded by a community of encouragers and people of great faith. I'm blessed to do things I would have never imagined in my life when I was a senior in high school, let alone plan for that. I'm grateful for the forever friends and the forever relationships, the doors that opened to me because I was part of YF and Good Sam. I got to meet the man that I would marry because I was the organist. This is good. I think we ran away, but we came back. God planted some mighty seeds for all of us, not just me, but for all of us. And the story continues. We are blessed. We do belong to each other. I am blessed, and I still feel like I belong. As soon as I walk in these doors or get close to this campus, I'm home. But best of all, I know that I belong to God. And that's what I really learned here. Amen.
My name is Dave Hibbert. When I first came to YF here at Good Sam in the spring of 1972, I was a 15-year-old sophomore at Peterson back when it was a high school. And though I'd been invited to YF by several people, I came one Monday night on my own. I was not part of any church. I was not a Christian. In fact, at the time, I considered myself an atheist. But here I was at a church about to go into a youth group. Ernie had me come up and to the front where he asked me my name and what school I attended. And yeah, we all remember this. And when I said Peterson, there was this roar from the kids down there. And I suddenly recognized a bunch of people. A lot of the movers and shakers from my high school were there. I remember the junior class president and the ASB secretary, who's here today, and other people, ordinary people like myself. And all of them, including the ones from other high schools, made me feel welcome. We sang fun songs that seemed just sort of religious, like, "Oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again," as well as songs with more substance like "Pass It On" that we did today. We sang old spirituals jazzed up. Besides the singing, there was serious discussion, there was a closing prayer, but mostly it was fun. So I came back the next week, and the next, and I brought a friend. And I began thinking about this God, this Jesus, that somehow got brought into every discussion each week. Go figure. What I later learned was that YF, the way Ernie ran it, was a way to bring youth into the church, not just be a club for the kids whose families already went here. Oh, there were plenty of those people, and many of them are here today. But because YF was always growing, after just a few weeks, you felt like an old-timer, explaining things to the newcomers. We weren't visitors, we were newcomers, new people. And it was a great concept, and it worked, but what really made it work was the sense of agape love that enveloped this church. Though I couldn't name it at the time, I certainly felt it, and it kept me coming back. Early that summer, there was an overnight YF beach trip, and it was the most fun I'd ever had. There was an altar call on the beach that night, and though I had been thinking about this God, this Jesus, I was not ready to go forward. I was not ready to make that kind of decision. But I did find myself wanting to be down at the church a lot that summer. There was volleyball. There were other activities. I came for the fellowship. And then I went to Camp Celebration later that summer, where I did accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And so I decided to take the next step to come here to Good Sam on Sunday morning. Whoa, what a shock. Ernie was here. Ernie was here in a gold suit. You remember that gold suit? And it all began to come together for me. This youth minister, who was also an ordained pastor, along with another pastor and about 50 kids from YF and the grown-ups, were participating in a worship service that was similar to but completely unlike any other church I'd ever been in. You could feel the love. Coming to church, I learned to serve. I became a member. I joined the Good Sam Singers, the youth choir, where we sang in worship and we sang at the county jail. I began taking part in church activities and various missions. Being in the Good Sam Singers was part of what led me to become a school music teacher. Later, I directed that group for a dozen years, and I would often invite my students and former students to join. It was my way of getting kids into the church through an activity they enjoyed. But it was the way they were loved on by this congregation that got them to come back week after week. The story of the Good Samaritan was a parable told by Jesus in response to the question, "Who then is my neighbor?" Or in the vernacular, "Exactly who do I have to love?" At YF and at this church, the Good Samaritan United Methodist Church, where we used to say, "Where you're a stranger only once," the love of Christ abounds. It did then, and it does now. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sue Schroeder Larson. It's great to be here and a real blessing to see so many familiar faces. Some people may have thought that I was somewhat popular in high school. I was elected to student body and club leadership positions. I sang in the choir. I was on the girls' volleyball team and school swim team. I was one of the high-kicking pirates on the school dance team. at Peterson High School. And yet, inside, as many have spoken about, there was a loneliness and an awkwardness that I did, like most teenagers, my best to mask and hide. Nearly 49 years ago, the numbers are getting so big, actually, but nearly 49 years ago, in the fall of my junior year, a friend of mine from high school, my Spanish class, invited me to come to his youth group here. I had never seen anything like it before. The fireside room, as Joe mentioned, the sanctuary used to be the fellowship hall, and just to the side is the fireside room. And over 75 high school kids, 100 high school kids, were packed into and spilling out of that room, enjoying 75 minutes of fun and singing and games and a chance to learn more about life and faith. I made many lifelong friends here. I fell in love here. I had my heart broken here. And I met the love of my life, to whom I have been married for 42 years. Because of that youth group here at Good Sam, nearly every part of my life changed for the better. Most importantly, my faith journey, my recognition that God loved me, really began here at Good Sam. And that orientation, that bedrock conviction has been the foundation of my life ever since. I look back with gratitude and respect for the faithfulness of the people of Good Sam. It couldn't have been easy to have hundreds of high school kids in worship on Sunday morning. Loud, new music, unbridled energy. The church's investment in staffing and resources to support the youth program must have been significant. And yet, I never felt anything but love and a warm welcome and open hearts from the adults of Good Sam, some of whom are with us here today. If you were here at Good Sam back in the days as an adult, would you please do us the honor, if you're able to stand, if you're not able to stand, if you'd wave your hand and give us the opportunity to express our heartfelt thanks to you. So please stand. We are your legacy, the people that have gathered here 50 years later, are your legacy because of your faithfulness. Good Sam, Ernie, and YF were the hands and feet of Christ to me. And we in turn are invited to encourage and love others and to be the hands and feet of God to others, our neighbor. Because of the love of Good Sam that was poured into me during my high school and my college years, I have tried my best to give back and pay it forward ever since, in churches, in small groups, in youth ministry, through photography, in my work at a nearby high school, and to college students in San Luis Obispo. I thank God, I thank you, I praise God for the journey of faith that began here at Good Sam.
As the band comes forward, let's take a moment to close our eyes to pray together. O Spirit of creation, nature, oceans, mountains, waterfalls. O Spirit of creatures, great and small. O love divine, in our heart and in our mind. You are closer to us than the sounds of life. You are closer to us than the memories we hold deep within. You are closer to us than people around us. Oh God, you are closer to us than our own heartbeat. Indeed, you are part of our very breath and our life. We thank you, oh God. We lift our thanks now from deep, deep inside our soul. For we have received blessing today. Your grace has enveloped our spirit, our heart, and our mind. And so from deep within, we silently now, each of us, say, thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Amen.